Sam is doing great work in Uganda, East Africa. We get to be a part of this and have been a part of it, and we just want to hear more of how we can be praying, supporting, and what God is doing in East Africa. Let me pray, Sam. Father, we just thank you for Sam. We thank you for his life and his work. We thank you for his family. We thank you for Edith, and we thank you for Shema and Hannah and Jairi and everything you're doing in their lives. We just pray your blessing upon them as they take forth the words of life, as they seek to be agents of reconciliation and transformation in a very needy place. And we just give you thanks and praise for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. As Sam is sharing, one of the visions of long-term is the medical stuff. And you need to know that it's a very different place. I think, what's the average mortality rate for men who don't get out of line in the United States with their wives? I think it's about 78, 79, right? Men do dumber stuff, so they die earlier. You probably have noticed this. I noticed it with the insurance rates with my two sons when they started driving. 125%. But the ladies, I think in America, we're close to about 80. Does that sound right? Not bad. Average mortality rate in the last 3 to 5 years has actually gone up a little in Uganda. It went from 54 to 55. That's it. That means, sorry, a lot of you would be gone by now. That's the kind of thing that is a reality in much of Africa. But having said all that, enough on my part. Sam, please share what the Lord has put on your heart.
I'm Samuel Namalave, married to Edith Nakawesi, and God has blessed us with 4 children. Our big girl is Irene, and she's 25. She's a teacher, and she's working, and the Lord has been so good, and that's my family. The boys, the big boys, Shama, Hannah, and Jairi, and that is Irene. And I just want to bring greetings from my country, greetings from the pastors that you've been such an encouragement in support. Thank you so much for your love and for your partnership in the gospel. You've given us the ability to be able to equip these people with the skills and support that they need. Our ministry, God has given us a vision of transformational Christians honoring God through giving their hearts while serving Christ. That's what God has called us. He has called us to cause about a transformation in the church. Looking at what is happening today, things are completely different. There is no reason as to why we Christians, we are not working together. And if we are not working together, we cannot take the word of God into the ends of the earth. But if we are working together, then the gospel will go forth and we'll be able to save lives or to save those souls from going to hell. Praise the Lord. And so we as a ministry, the Lord has put it on my heart to cause about transformation in the church. We want to see these pastors working together. We want to see churches working together. We want to see the love of God for one another. First of all, within the church, and then thereafter, we can take it out. You cannot give what you don't have. So if we don't strengthen the love within the church, then there is no way we'll be able to show love to the people outside the church. And those people outside the church, what they are looking for, they are looking for love. Every one of us needs to be loved. And so if we don't work on that, then we are actually disarming ourselves. So the best way for us to be strong is to first of all strengthen our love within us, and then that way we take it out. And if they see that the church is united, then no one can break us, and all the people they want come into the church. But what is happening is that the people are seeing fights. Pastors, they are fighting each other. There is no unity. There is no teamwork. There is no support for one another. And so what the Lord has called us to do is to see that we can be able to bring these people together. When we started this ministry, for me, what I had in my heart was simply to build a literate center where it will be a place for encouraging pastors. Because pastors don't often get time off their duty to refresh themselves. And so I didn't know how big this ministry would be. But I've come to realize that it's more than just a literate center where pastors would come to be refreshed. It is a place of training and to cause about transformation in the church. And that transformation, it starts with the love for one another and support for one another. And that's what we want to see. So, how are we going to achieve that? The best way for us to achieve that is to empower Christians through biblical training and entrepreneurship development. And we do that through empowering pastors. Why pastors? Because pastors have the ability to train other people in the church. And that way we are outreaching out to more. And that is our way of multiplying what we are doing in our villages. As you see, those are pictures of training the pastors in our communities. And so to us, because pastors are not trained, it is very important for us to train pastors so that they will be able to go into their communities and transform lives. The transformation starts with one individual, and that one particular individual will cause a movement of transformation in their communities and in their churches. So training pastors become very key. And because they are not trained, for us, this is an opportunity that we can use to train them, equip them, and be able to help them and see, hey, it doesn't make sense for you to work alone. You need to work with other people. And because these churches are also very poor, training these pastors so that they can train their people, we are helping them to understand that you have a strong army. You have all the support you need to support you do the ministry that God has called you to do. And the only way to do that is by equipping your people. One, what? First of all, with the word of God, but then two, also with skills that they need to enable them to be productive in their communities. Another way of empowering our pastors is through entrepreneurship development. We want to equip our people with projects that can help them, with skills and with knowledge that can help them to be productive in their communities, in their families, and also be able to support the work of God. And so we've been buying some equipment that would enable us at least to start welding skills, to start carpentry, to do catering, and also to do bakery. We are looking at least 4 things that we want to start with and be able to empower our people. And so as a ministry, we take two approaches. We have one approach, which is a community outreach approach, and a community outreach approach, we have pastors training, we have entrepreneurship development, and then lastly, we have the medical missions. Medical missions are life changers. Our people do not have the ability of visiting the doctors. We don't often go to the hospital even to check out our bodies. I do not know actually, even myself, I do not know what is happening in my body. Sometimes you're like, well, God knows. When we sick, you just feel, I feel my body is aching, my headache is paining, maybe I have malaria. And you just go and buy medicine and you take. And because of self-medication, I think it's one of the leading causes to low lifespan in our country. By the time we get to know what is happening, it's too late and someone is gone. So we do medical missions and we give opportunities to people to be able to be examined and get to know what is happening in their bodies and be treated. So medical missions are very important. Now, the other approach we take is what we call the self-sustainability approach. And the self-sustainability approach, we want the ministry to be self-sustaining. You see, we are human beings. We get problems. And so you will not expect getting support from people every time and then. But we don't want to stop doing things because we are not getting support that we all need. So we want to put up projects that would enable us to be self-sustaining as a ministry, but also even the church to empower the church also to be self-sustaining. And so one of the projects that we look at doing is a demonstration farm. A demonstration farm, we are raising our own animals. We are also growing food. We are showing them that this is what you can do that can help you. Uganda has good, rich soils that you can plant anything and anything can grow. And then we also have abundant sunshine, which is really good, and then we also get some rain. And so with that, those are good conditions for agriculture. Our country alone, as small as it is, if we invest in agriculture, we can feed the entire Africa. Because soils are good and we can grow anything. And so we want to use what we have to empower our people to be more productive in their gardens. But our people, they are just used to growing one thing of what they eat. And so we want to introduce to them cash crops so they can grow and be able to earn a living. So a demonstration farm, we are raising our own animals that we shall be able to pass on to the people in different churches as a way of empowering them and helping them. And then also teaching agricultural skills that can help them to grow different things. Then the second sustainability approach is a mission house. Mission house, we are looking at us accommodating these pastors. Because they travel long distances and they reach on the ground late, we don't often get enough time to accomplish what we have to train them. And so we looked at the only solution to that is us having our own accommodation where pastors will come and stay for 3 days, be equipped, and thereafter they can go back into their communities. In our region, we don't have a Bible college. And even if we were to have a Bible college, these pastors, they are almost like the sole leader in the church. So if you take away the pastor, you're like killing the church. And so the best way to empower them is through conferences. And so we want to do effective conferences, boarding conferences, 3 days conference, and then we send them back and they do the work. Until when we finish the course that we have for them, and we know that now this church is empowered and is ready to take on the work effectively. So we have that mission house. It has the ability of accommodating at least 20 people, and we want to put up a training hall, so that this house will become functional in accommodating the pastors, so that we can be able to do our ministry. That is our first house, but as the Lord provides, we'll be putting up other houses so that we can impact lives. And the lastly, our sustainability project that we want to do will be like our big goal, which is to build a hospital. This hospital will serve the entire region of almost eastern region, which is big, and is a bit far away from the capital, and so people there could not afford going to the capital to look for good medication. But even when you go to the capital, we have the main referral hospital. If you go there, you'll find a lot of people. You could even find people sleeping on the floor because we don't have enough facility for such. Because that hospital is called Mulago Hospital and it's the only main referral hospital in the country, it cannot accommodate, it cannot meet the need of, they cannot meet the health need for the entire nation. And so you find that it is not even able to offer the services that we need. For our government officials, for them, what they do, they always go out and they are treated from outside. Why not equipping your own hospital that you can get the quality medication that you need within your country? And so now it's up to us, we as Christians, who have love for our people, that we can do something and be able to build at least a modern facility that would offer good medical services. And so that's all about the ministry. That's what we do. Our ministry, we are looking at having a health mind, a health soul, and a health body. That's what we are looking at. That's what we want to see. And that's why we come to you. So how can you be of help? You can pray for the ministry. You can tell others about our ministry. This ministry, the vision seems to be too big, and it cannot be done just by a single individual or by a single church. But if we have these other churches supporting, then this ministry is doable. And whatever that we want to do is doable. We can start causing a transformation in the body of Christ. We want to see the army of the Lord united, working together, loving one another, and supporting one another. So tell others about what we are doing. You can refer me to a church, you can refer me to a state, wherever that you can refer me. If you have a friend that can invite me and go and share, I'm willing. I'm ready. I can go anywhere to share about this, and that way we'll raise the support that we need to do what we can. When the ministry is just starting, it has more needs because we are putting up structures. Which structures would enable us to do what we've been called to do? And so our overall goal is $1,500,000, but we have targets, we have priorities that we want to start with. And as you see on the screen, we have number one, number two, number three. That's the order that we want to go by. We want to finish, first of all, we want to finish the mission house because that is very key to enable us to train the pastors. And then two, we continue with the conducting the training, and we are targeting at least 500 to per month to do a training. And then we want to build a training hall which will accommodate about 200 people. And we are looking at $50,000. And then we want to build a greenhouse for fruit tree seedlings. That's one way of empowering people that they can harvest fruits all through the year. And then we want to do medical missions. We are only targeting 3 medical missions in a year, and each medical mission can go for $700. And then we want to support a teacher to do a training for young people to get a trade skill. And that one we need $300 for at least for 3 times in a year. That would go for 900, and that one will equip 20 young adults with skills. And we've enabled that. And then lastly, our big goal, that is the hospital, which will go for $1,000,000. But that can be done in phases. So back home when we are building, we can just build a foundation and we stop there. Then as the Lord provides, we add on until when the building is done. Just like you've seen the building for the mission house. If you could see, there was a small kind of structure, that's what we started with. But as of now we've made it bigger and wider so that it can accommodate more. And so that's how we do our construction. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much for listening to me. And thank you so much for your support. I am here for any question that you may have for me. I'm willing to answer that question. I did not invite you to come. If you are ready to come to Africa, please, you're welcome. Our country is safe. Our people are very loving. The only thing you have to be aware of is just the humidity. You need to take just a little bit of water. We will take good care of you. Yes, so you come and serve in Jesus' name. And then you can also give that people may see here and also serve other people. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for Sam. Thank you for what you're doing here as well as around the world. And Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to be a part of kingdom building in many different ways. We thank you for your Spirit's presence here this morning. We pray all this in Jesus' name, saying, amen.